When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Let me speak directly to the man who has been pushing, working, praying, building, and yet still feels stuck. The one who wonders if he's behind, if he's lost, if he missed his shot. Listen to me now. If you feel like something is shifting in your spirit, but the results haven't arrived yet, don't be discouraged. If you're feeling the pressure, the urgency, the intensity, but not yet the reward, don't walk away. Because I've learned something in all my years of studying success, observing men of greatness and interviewing the ones who turn thoughts into fortunes before success comes in its full glory. It always sends signs. Not signs in your circumstances, but signs in your emotions. And there are three emotions, three unmistakable forces that show up right before your breakthrough. They are not always pleasant, but they are always powerful. They are not signs of failure. They are signs of formation. If you feel these three emotions deeply, you are not lost, you are close. You are not breaking, you are being built. And if you can understand them, embrace them, and use them, you will not only accelerate your progress, you will ensure your destiny. Let us begin with the first, restlessness. You may know it well, that gnawing in your soul. That irritation with your current level, that discomfort that creeps in even when things seem fine. Restlessness is not a curse, it is a compass. It is your spirit outgrowing your surroundings. It is your inner man saying, there's more, there's more, there's more. Now, most people misinterpret restlessness. They think it means they're ungrateful, unsatisfied, unstable. So they suppress it, numb it, distract themselves with comfort. But the man who understands purpose recognizes restlessness as a divine alarm, a sacred agitation, a signal that your old level can no longer contain your future capacity. When you feel restless, it means you're nearing the boundary of your current identity. You're brushing up against the limits of your mindset, your habits, your circle, your environment. And instead of shrinking back to fit the space, you must expand. You must upgrade. You cannot stay where you are and become who you're meant to be. Restlessness demands action. It demands clarity. It demands you look at your life and ask, what am I tolerating that no longer serves the man I'm becoming? Because success is not only built by addition, it is forged by subtraction. The man who succeeds is the man who lets go of average, of distraction, of small thinking, of delayed dreams. Restlessness is the seed of revolution, but it must be acted upon, because if it's ignored, it turns into resentment. You start to resent your routine, your relationships, yourself. And resentment is poisonous. It paralyzes purpose. But when restlessness is respected, when it's treated as a messenger instead of an enemy, it becomes a fire, a holy pressure, a relentless push toward the next level. So if you feel restless right now, I congratulate you. It means your future is calling. It means your comfort zone is no longer comfortable. It means your soul knows something your circumstances haven't caught up to yet. Listen to that voice. It never lies. The second emotion, even more intense than the first, is frustration. Frustration is the tension between vision and current reality. It's the energy of knowing what you're capable of, but not seeing it yet. And it's one of the surest signs that you're making progress. Frustration means you care. It means you're awake. It means you've seen the mountaintop in your mind, but you're still climbing the base. And that's okay. Because frustration, when used properly, is fuel. It reveals where you must grow. It reveals where you must simplify. It reveals where your systems, your standards, or your strategy are out of alignment. I want you to stop seeing frustration as failure. It is not. It is feedback. When a man of purpose feels frustrated, he doesn't complain, he recalibrates. He doesn't fold, he focuses. He asks questions. Where am I unclear? What must I change? What's working that I need to multiply? What's broken that I must eliminate? You see, most men get stuck in frustration because they don't move. They dwell. They repeat. They talk themselves in circles. But the uncommon man uses frustration to forge solutions. He allows that pressure to create clarity, that anger to fuel change, that tension to birth new standards. Frustration is the birthplace of innovation. When something isn't working and you feel that fire in your gut, that's your moment. Not to retreat, but to rebuild. But you must act. Because frustration unexpressed turns into depression. And depression is simply energy turned inward, purpose that has nowhere to go. So if you feel frustrated today, don't see it as a problem, see it as potential. It means your expectations are rising. It means you've outgrown the version of you that accepts mediocrity. It means your inner standard is screaming for execution. Use that frustration to level up. Now, the third and final emotion, the one most misunderstood and most feared, is fear. Fear is not weakness. It is not a disqualifier. It is not a sign that something's wrong. Fear is a threshold, a doorway. And whenever you're about to elevate, it will show up. Because fear is always strongest at the edge of breakthrough. Right before you make the call, start the business. Leave the comfort. Speak the truth. Step into leadership. Commit to your dream. The presence of fear doesn't mean stop, it means prepare. You've been conditioned to think that fear is a red light. But I tell you, it is a green light. It is the indicator that you are standing on the border of growth. Fear is a test. It asks, will you shrink or will you stretch? And the way you defeat fear is not by waiting for it to leave. It won't. You defeat fear by walking forward with it in your shadow. You act. You speak. You build. Even when your hands tremble. Even when your voice shakes. Because on the other side of that trembling is transformation. Fear is only dangerous when it becomes your advisor. When you give it a seat at your table, when you let it speak louder than your purpose. But when fear is acknowledged, felt, and walked through, it becomes the soil of courage. And courage compounds. Every time you act despite fear, you gain strength. Every time you reject the lie that fear means stop, you become more unstoppable. So hear me clearly. If you are restless, good. It means you're outgrowing your level. If you are frustrated, good. It means you're awake to your potential. If you are afraid, good. It means you're about to cross into a new dimension. These are not enemies. They are escorts sent to walk you right up to the door of your breakthrough. But you must walk through it. Now that we've understood restlessness, frustration, and fear not as enemies but as companions of progress, we must shift from recognition to mastery, because emotions, no matter how divine, no matter how instructive, are not enough. What matters is what you do with them. What matters is how you interpret them. And what matters most is what meaning you assign to them every single time they arise. Let's begin with restlessness. Not as a feeling to endure, but a tool to harness. Restlessness shows you exactly where you've outgrown your current self. It reveals where you've accepted average when you were designed for excellence. That uneasy, twitching energy is your internal signal that the old systems can no longer support the new vision. The man you were is fighting with the man you are becoming, and the friction between them is what you're feeling. That is not confusion, that is confirmation. So you must take inventory, you must ask, where am I lingering and what's familiar when I should be walking into the unknown? Perhaps it's a business model that once worked but no longer serves you. Perhaps it's a set of habits that once kept you safe but now keep you small. Perhaps it's a peer group that once supported you but now suffocates your ambition. Don't judge the restlessness. Track it. Follow it. Let it point to what must be upgraded. Let it reveal what must be left behind. Because behind every feeling of restlessness is an unclaimed responsibility. There is something calling for your full attention, full energy, and full commitment. And until you answer that call, that restlessness will not leave you. It will only grow louder. You don't eliminate restlessness with distractions. You eliminate it with decisions. Once you've decided to step into the next level, the restlessness transforms into excitement. But the only way out is through. You must act. Now, let us go further with frustration. This is the emotion that either breaks men or builds them. It has broken more dreams than failure ever did. Not because it is destructive, but because men misunderstand it. You must learn to stand calmly inside your frustration and see it not as a signal to stop, but as a signal to investigate. It is not the vision that is broken. It is the strategy, the system, or the standard. Frustration usually appears when there is misalignment. You have the hunger, but your execution does not match it. You want the result, but your habits still belong to your past self. Or you have a clear vision, but your patience has not yet matured to handle the pace of growth. Every frustration is a teacher, it says. Here is where you must refine. And if you listen carefully, it will tell you what to eliminate, what to streamline, what to recommit to. The man who becomes dangerous is not the man who avoids frustration. It is the man who translates it. Who uses it? Who lets it sharpen his edge and renew his direction? And frustration is often the final pressure before the breakthrough. Right before the growth shows up, your systems begin to buckle, your time feels stretched, your mind feels overwhelmed. That is not coincidence. That is confirmation. It means the expansion is working. You're no longer operating at your old capacity. You are leveling up. But to step into that new dimension, you must fortify yourself. You must stretch. You must drop the emotional baggage of it's not working and replace it with the question, what is this trying to teach me? Frustration without inquiry is just...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Pain. Frustration with awareness is transformation. Now we turn to fear. The most misunderstood, yet the most powerful. Most men spend their entire lives trying to avoid fear. But those who succeed, those who rise, those who dominate their industry, their calling, their mission, they've learned to partner with fear. They have not eliminated it. They have integrated it. They have turned it into a compass. Because fear only arises when what's ahead of you is greater than what's behind you. It shows up when your soul is stepping into new territory. It's not there to stop you, it's there to ask, are you serious? Fear will never leave a man who is growing. The more you grow, the more fear you will feel. Not because you're weaker, but because you're walking in deeper waters. But here is what you must remember. Fear is loudest when you are closest. Just like wind resistance is greatest, right before a plane breaks the sound barrier. Just like fatigue screams loudest at the last mile. Just like doubt explodes right before clarity arrives. Fear does not mean you are failing. It means you are standing on sacred ground. But you must act anyway. That is the key. Because when you act while afraid, something happens inside your brain and your spirit. Your nervous system rewires. Your identity upgrades. You stop seeing fear as a wall and start seeing it as a wave to ride. You say, if I feel fear here, it means there's treasure behind it. Let's go. That is the mindset of the uncommon man. And let me speak to the deeper truth here. Fear is not just emotional. It is energetic. It carries weight. But it also reveals what matters most to you. No one fears what doesn't matter. You're not afraid of rejection from strangers. You're afraid of being seen for your real self. You're not afraid of failure. You're afraid of wasting your potential. You're not afraid of the leap. You're afraid of what it says about you if you never take it. So stop running from fear and start reading it. Ask it, what is this revealing about my next step? That fear is your map. And the bigger the fear, the bigger the reward on the other side. Now let us bring these three emotions together, restlessness, frustration, and fear, and see them not as obstacles but as orientation tools. You've been given an internal guidance system that no mentor, no book, no strategy can replace. And these three emotions are its alarm bells. When they sound, you must not silence them. You must listen. Because every time these emotions show up, it is the signal that something is being birthed. It is the labor before the legacy, the tension before the triumph, the chaos before the clarity. But most men abort the process. They panic in the pressure. They assume the presence of negative emotion means something is wrong. But in truth, it means something is right. It means the deeper layers of your identity are being exposed and invited to rise. You're not being punished. You are being prepared. You are not being delayed. You are being aligned. And you are not losing your way. You are finding the exact track that leads to your elevation. But it all hinges on what you do now. Will you numb these emotions or will you activate them? Will you let restlessness drive you to distraction or to discipline? Will you let frustration cause you to quit or to question more intelligently? Will you let fear keep you small or invite you into a new dimension of faith? You are not called to be a man who reacts. You are called to be a man who reads the signs and responds with power. These emotions are not the end, they are the entrance. And they are pulling you closer than ever to the life you were born to live. Now that you understand restlessness, frustration, and fear as the prelude to success, not its enemy, you are standing at the edge of something rare, because most people will never know this truth. They will run from what you are learning to embrace. And that is why most will never reach the top of the mountain. Not because they lack talent, not because they weren't smart, but because they misread the signals. They confuse discomfort with danger. But you, my friend, you are learning to walk straight into the fire and come out refined, not reduced. This is the essence of transmutation, the ability to take an inner state that once paralyzed you and convert it into power. It is the very principle I dedicated my life to teaching. Thoughts are things. Emotions are energy. And energy, when channeled, becomes unstoppable force. But this only works when you no longer judge your emotional state, only your response to it. Let us now go further into the strategy of how to use these three emotions as triggers for action. When you feel restless, don't retreat, reflect. Restlessness means that your current expression of life no longer matches the depth of your internal vision. So what must change? Maybe it's your habits. Maybe it's your schedule. Maybe it's the people around you. But something is outdated. Something no longer fits. And your mind is inviting you to evolve. Use restlessness as your recalibration tool. Pull out your journal. Ask yourself, what do I want that I've been avoiding? What have I settled for that no longer honors the man I'm becoming? Where is my soul calling me forward but my routine holding me back? Then make the shift. Not next month. Not next year. Now. Action relieves anxiety. Movement restores momentum. You don't solve restlessness with thinking. You solve it with forward motion. Now, when frustration rises, let it sharpen your focus. Frustration is a mirror. It shows you where the gap is between your potential and your performance. Instead of venting, start evaluating. Where is the bottleneck? Where is the waste? Where are you overcomplicating something that could be simplified? High achievers don't fear frustration. They use it. They say, if something is hard, I'm missing a system. They break down the challenge into micro steps. They remove emotion from the process. They ask better questions. What would this look like if it were easy? Who has solved this before and what did they do? Am I focused on output or am I still obsessed with perfection? Let your frustration guide your refinement. Every tight area of your life can be unlocked, but only if you stop judging the pain and start dissecting it. Every ounce of friction is telling you where to evolve. And now, when fear shows up, smile. That's right, smile. Because fear is the signal that you are standing on sacred ground. Your next level is behind that door, but the door is disguised as a threat you must walk through anyway. Not because you feel ready, but because you are committed to growth. I say it again. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is acting with purpose in spite of it. Your job is not to eliminate fear. Your job is to increase faith. And how do you do that? By speaking truth to fear. By reprogramming your inner dialogue. Every time you feel afraid, say out loud, this feeling is a sign I'm expanding. This fear means I'm stepping into a new dimension. This fear cannot stop me unless I let it. Use fear as your green light. Let it be your go signal. If it scares you and it aligns with your vision, it's probably the path. But remember, these emotional tools are only powerful when activated with awareness. You must train your nervous system to recognize these feelings and immediately shift your state. This requires repetition. This requires practice. This requires vigilance. The man who succeeds is not the one who never feels. He is the one who interprets what he feels correctly and uses it to act. Now, I want to give you a final layer, a higher perspective. These emotions, restlessness, frustration, and fear do not randomly appear. They are divinely timed. They show up when your spirit is expanding. They arrive right before elevation. They do not show up in comfort zones. They do not visit men who are not moving. So when they knock, it means you are on the path, but it also means the time for small living is over. You cannot say you want greatness and then expect the process to feel good all the time. You cannot say you want impact and then expect to be immune from pressure. You cannot say you want to rise and then reject the heat of refinement. Growth is painful because your old self must die, and your old self will not go quietly. It will protest. It will fight. It will throw every emotion it can at you to keep you small. But you must choose your identity daily. You must wake up every morning and say, I am not who I was yesterday. I am who I am becoming. I do not fear discomfort. I welcome it as proof that I'm alive. I use restlessness as my call to rise. I use frustration to refine. I use fear to forge a new level of faith. This is the mental alchemy of champions. And if you make this your standard, if you stop reacting to your emotions and start reading them, you will become unstoppable. Because nothing can shake the man who is aligned. He knows his purpose. He honors his emotions. He acts with conviction. He is not perfect, but he is consistent. He is not fearless, but he is faithful. He is not the loudest, but his results speak louder than any words. And he has trained himself to see what others run from. He has learned the art of emotional mastery, and that, above all else, is the mark of maturity. So I leave you with this. You do not need more information. You need interpretation. When you feel off track, go inward, not outward. When you feel pressure, don't panic. Breathe, evaluate, and proceed. When you feel stuck, remind yourself, this emotion is not my enemy, it is my initiation. Restlessness means your current life is too small. Frustration means your current approach needs upgrading. Fear means your next level is within reach. Feel them, face them, and then move. Because if you feel these three emotions, you're not failing. You're getting close. Now lean in and finish what you started.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.